Nick Perry, he's improving. So just probably get out there tomorrow and you know, get through to practice.
You expect to be out there?
It'd be a limited participation if we get to that.
Mike, how much does your plan change, if at all, with just rotation guys, if you don't have Nick, and how does that spot work?
I mean, it'll adjust, no doubt. I think, you know, certain reps will go to different players, obviously, and so. But you know, we're prepared for that. That's really why you operate in the different personnel groups through the week, which we have. So we'll be ready to go either way.
Mike, how's Daytone doing?
Daytone, you know, he turned his ankle yesterday, so he's feeling better. I mean, we'll see how tomorrow goes. You know, we just got to get him out there tomorrow and see what he can do.
Was that the same ankle that he was dealing
Correct,
with?
Yes.
Mike, what's sort of the process when you guys make a roster move on Saturday like you have the last couple of weeks? I'm assuming you kind of see it going that direction during mm-hmm. the week. Is that kind of how things – like, for example, with Perillo, you kind of rep him just in case you need to make that move. Is that kind of how that works?
Correct. I think anytime you're involved in a Saturday transaction, obviously you want to get through the whole week, where I think in the past schedule, Friday would have been a little more natural day to do that. So the Saturday work is something that factors into to waiting that long.
Established guy coming in, mm-hmm. how do you approach that when it is a guy that, you know, could contribute in a way that, you know, obviously that?
Well, and just in Tate's, you know, as far as his place in the game, you look at his run style, but at the end of the day, it's going to be part of what they do on offense. So you still stay true to their concepts, and I don't, if he does play or how much he plays, I don't think it's going to really change the way they run the ball, just being there, you know, this week. So but yes, we've definitely gone back and watched tape on him individually.
What are the benefits of having two different types of returners, and as opposed to just sticking with one and maybe letting him get into a rhythm?
Well, I think it's like any position. You can't have enough good players. Once you get into style, whether it's a returner or receiver, I think it gives you, you know, the ability to maybe approach the return game differently week to week. Playing conditions, you know, how your opponent covers, you know, matchups, things like that. So it's definitely gives you flexibility.
Mike, with Charles Johnson, you see any difference in him at all, you know, with what he did in Minnesota compared to
Minnesota? You know, Charles is, you know, obviously a big receiver that we felt had a lot of potential. But he's definitely matured. So looks comfortable what they're asking him to do. He's a good fit for their scheme.
Joe Witt's name's been thrown around with the Troy University coaching job. Obviously, you have talented coaches. They're going to get looks from other places. But how do you deal with that during the season?
Well, this is that time of year. And you know, in Joe's individual situation, I mean, Joe Witt's an outstanding football coach. I think what he's done with with the corner speaks for itself. So, I mean, anytime you see one of your assistants involved in obviously career advancement, you're happy for them. I'm not going to speak on any job or individual as far as in detail, but this is an excellent coaching staff. It's an excellent coaching staff that this program has benefited from. So it's good to see people recognize that.